Tvi, Vayoshev Yosef Esav Vesechov, and Yosef settled his father and his brothers, Vayitein Lohem Achuza Beretz Mitzrayim, and he gave to them an inheritance in the land of Mitzrayim, B'meitav Ha'oretz, in the best of the land, Be'eretz Ramses, in the land of Ramses, which is part of Goshen, Kasher Tziva Paray, just like Paray had commanded, Vayichalkel Yosef Esav Vesechov, and Yosef fed his father and his brothers, Ve'ez Kol Beis Oviv, and his whole father's house, Lechem, bread, Lefi Hataf, even according to the need of the small children, which Rashi says it means that not only was there enough food for the whole family, but even for the small children who waste their food, who crumble their food and waste it, there was even enough food for that also. Now the pasuk goes backwards to the time before Yaakov came, to the first 2 years of the hunger. And the pasuk says, "V'lechem ein b'chol ha'aretz." There was no bread in the land. Ki chaved harav ma'od, because the hunger was very great. Vateila eretz Mitzrayim ve'eretz Kanan mipnei harav, and the land of Mitzrayim and the land of Canaan became weak and tired because of the hunger. Vayilaket Yosef es kol ha'kesef hanimtza be'eretz Mitzrayim uve'eretz Canaan, and Yosef gathered all the money in the land of Mitzrayim and the land of Canaan, ba'shever asher hem shovrim, through the purchases that they purchased. They wanted to buy food, so Yosef was able to take away all their money. Vayove Yosef es ha'kesef beis ha'pari, and Yosef brought this money to the house of Pari. Vayitom ha'kesef me'eretz Mitzrayim u'me'eretz Canaan, and the money ended from the land of Mitzrayim and Canaan. Vayavoyu chol Mitzrayim el Yosef, and the whole land of Mitzrayim came to Yosef lemor, saying, Hova lanu lechem, please give us food. V'lama nomus negdecho, why should we die before you? Ki afes kosef, just because our money is used up. Vayomer Yosef, and Yosef said, Havu miknechem, then bring your cattle. Ve'etno lochem b'miknechem, I will give you food in exchange for your cattle. Im afes kosef, if your money has been used up. Vayoviu es mikneyam al Yosef, and they brought their cattle to Yosef. Vayitin lahem Yosef lechem, and Yosef gave them bread in exchange, basusim, for their horses, uve miknet zayin, and for their flocks of sheep, uve miknet bakar, and for their herds of cattle, uve chamorim, and for their donkeys, vayinahalem, and he led them and managed them, balechem, through the bread, b'chol mikneyam, for all their cattle, bashono hahi, during that year. Ayin b'sefer derech sicha from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who discusses that we find in Pasuk Yud Gimel two nations are mentioned, Eretz Mitzrayim ve'eretz Canaan, Vateila Eretz Mitzrayim ve'eretz Canaan mipnei harov, and also in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayilakid Yosef es kol ha'kesef hanimtza be'eretz Mitzrayim ve'eretz Canaan, he took the money of Mitzrayim and Canaan, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayitom ha'kesef me'eretz Mitzrayim u'me'eretz Canaan. So why further on in Pasuk Tesvav does the pasuk say Vayavoyu chol Mitzrayim el Yosef lemor havalanu lechem? Why is it only the Mitzrayim that were asking now for bread in Mafes Kosef if the money was used up? The Canaanim also used up their money. Why aren't they also asking for bread? And furthermore, we do not find the Canaanim mentioned any more further on in the parsha. Why is it only in the beginning the Canaanim are mentioned and not afterwards? Ayin b'sefer derech sicha from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And the pasuk continues, Vatitoim hashona ahi, and that year ended, Vayavoyu elav bashona hashenis, and the Mitzrayim came back in the second year, Vayermuloi, and they said to Yosef, Lo nechached me'adoni, we will not refrain from asking my master, Ki imtam hakesef, our money is used up, O mikne abehemo el adoni, and the cattle of our animals all went to my master. Lo nishar lefnei adoni, there is nothing left to take anymore before my master. Bilti im giviosenu va'admosenu, except for our bodies and our land. Lama namus leinecha, why should we die before you? Gam anachnu gam admosenu, us and our lands. Knei oisanu, buy us ves admosenu balochem, and our land, buy us for bread. V'nieh anachnu v'admosenu avodim lefaroi, and we and our lands will become servants to Paroi. V'sein zera, give us some seeds to plant. V'nichyeh, in order that we will live. V'leinomus and not die. V'ho adoma leiseisham, and the land will not become and remain desolate. Rashi points out that the Mitzrayim said at this point, Tein zera, give us seeds to plant. What would they gain by having seeds if it was a hunger year and the seeds will not grow? Therefore Rashi says that at this point, after 2 years of hunger, Yaakov came to Mitzrayim and the hunger stopped. Although the dream said that there would be 7 years of hunger, 2 years of hunger happened before Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, and the five will be made up at a different time. That's why they asked for Zerah, because now that Yaakov came, it was possible to plant. There is a little bit of a difficulty concerning exactly when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. The Pashup Shat seems to be Mashma, and so is Mashma from Rashi in a few places, that after 2 years of the hunger is when Yaakov came. If you look in Pasuk Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Vav, when Yosef said, Kizeh Shnosayim Harov Bekerev Ha'oretz, Rashi says, Kizeh Shnosayim Harov Avru Mishnei Harov, 2 years of hunger have already passed. And this was before Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, which is Mashma, that when Yaakov came, 2 years of hunger had already passed by. But from the Psukim we have just learned, it seems like Yaakov came to Mitzrayim after the first year of the hunger. Because the Pasuk says over here, in the first year of the hunger, they used up all their money and all their cattle. In Pasuk Yud Ches it says, that after the first year, they came to Yosef and said, you have all our money, you have all our cattle. And they came before him in the beginning of the second year and said, the only thing left for you to purchase is our land and our bodies. So just give us some lechem and give us some zera to plant, and this way we will give you our bodies and our land. And it's mashma, as Rashi says, the reason why they were able to say tein zera is because Yaakov came and the hunger stopped. So we see that the hunger stopped before the second year, in the beginning of the second year, not at the end of the second year, which is mashma from Rashi earlier. I heard a very nice pshat from Rabbi Moskowitz in Lakewood, New Jersey, that this can be the pshat in the pasuk over here. We find in Parshas Bahar that when one plants in 1 year, that tfua is used for the next year, like we find by the mitzvah of Shemitah. The pasuk says, "V'chisoymar manoichal bashono hashvius." If you will ask, what will we eat in the seventh year? And the Mefarshim explain that this pasuk means, V'chisoymar bashona hashvius. If you will say in the seventh year, what will we eat in the eighth year? Because they were not worried what they will eat during the seventh year, the Shemitah year, because the tfua of the sixth year is used for the seventh year. They were worried, since we did not plant in the seventh year, what will we eat in the eighth year? So we see that typically when one plants, the tfua that he plants in 1 year is used and ready for the next year. This is the way we can explain the psukim over here. The first year of the hunger, the people were not really hungry. They did not sell their cattle or give up all their money, because during the first year of the hunger, they still had food from the year before. Whatever grew during the seventh year of plenty, they were able to eat during the first year of hunger. So the first year of hunger did not really affect them during the first year. The effect of the first year of hunger was felt during the second year of hunger. And it was during that second year of hunger that the Mitzrayim came to Yosef and said, we do not have any food. Here is our money, here is our cattle. Although the Torah calls this the first year, it was the first year that they were hungry, but in actuality it was the second year of hunger. Pasuk Yud Ches that said, Vatitoim Hashona Ahi, Vayavoyu Elo Bashona Ashenis, that year was over. That means the second year of hunger was over. And they came before Yosef Bashona Ashenis really means the third year, which was the second year that they were hungry. During the second year of hunger, they gave up their money and their cattle. And they came before Yosef after that year, and they said, the only thing left for you to purchase is our bodies and our land. And it was at that point that Yaakov came, at the end of the second year of hunger. But it was only at the end of the first year that they were actually hungry. And Yaakov came at that point. The hunger ended. And therefore they were able to say, Tein Zera, give us seeds so we can plant. But they were still hungry because nothing grows in 1 day. And that's why they had to sell their bodies and their land to Paray. And this pshat is even better according to the girsa of the Sefer Yosef Halel, who says, on Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Bashona HaShenis, Pasuk Yud Ches, Rashi says, the simple girsa in Rashi is, Shenis L'Shnei Rov, it was the second year of the hunger. But the girsa of Yosef Halel is, Shlishis Lishnei Rav. It was the third year of the hunger. What is Rashi saying according to that Girsa? According to the Pshat we just said, it's very good. It was the second year that they were hungry, but in actuality, it was the third year of hunger. And according to that, it's very good, because Yaakov came at the beginning of the third year of the hunger. And the pasuk continues, Vayiken Yosef es kol admas Mitzrayim leparai. And Yosef purchased all the land of Mitzrayim for Parai. Kimachu Mitzrayim ish sadeu. Because every one of the Mitzrayim sold their fields. Ki chazak aleim harov. Because the hunger was very strong. Vatehi ha'ores leparai. And all of the lands belonged to Parai. Imre Shefer is medayik that we see concerning the money, that the money was given to Parai, like the pasuk says in pasuk Yudalid, Vayova Yosef es hakesef beis hafarai. Also we see in this pasuk that the fields were given to Parai, Vatehi ha'oretz lafarai. But concerning the cattle, we do not find the pasuk saying specifically that it was given to Parai. Ayin Imre Shefer, who makes this diak. Ve'esahom, and the people of the nation, the Mitzriim, Hever oisei la'orim, Yosef moved them around from city to city. Miksei gavul Mitzrayim avad kotzeu. He did this to the whole Mitzrayim, from one end to the other. He moved the people from one city to another city. The reason why he did this, his real intentions were in order that the brothers, the Shvatim, should not be embarrassed. The Mitzrayim should not call the Shvatim goylim, people who are strangers to our nation, because now everybody was a stranger. Everybody was moved out of their own city into another city. And he also wanted to show them that you do not own your land. The land belongs to Parai. Therefore, I can move you around to any place that I would like. Rak admas hakoyhanim loikono. Only the lands of the priests Yosef did not purchase. Ki choyk lakoyhanim es Parai. Because Parai gave a stipend to the priests. Va'ochlu es chukam ashenosan lehem Parai. And they were able to eat their stipend that Parai gave them. Akele mochu es admosam. That's why they did not sell their land. Since they had food, they had no reason to sell their land. Ayin b'sefer Kilas Yitzchak, who is medayik, that if they had food, they probably did not sell their mikneh, their cattle, or use up their money. So why does the pasuk only say that since they had food, they did not sell their land? What about their money and their cattle? Vayomer Yosef el ha'om. And Yosef said to the nation, Hain, behold, konisi eschem hayoim vesat maschem leparai. I have acquired you and your land to Parai. Helochem zera, here are seeds, uziratem eswadoma, and plant the land. Vahiyah batfuois, and it will be what will grow. Unisatem chamishas leparai. One fifth shall go to Parai. Va'arba hayodois, and four fifths. Yielochem, it will be to you. Lezera hasode, for you to plant. Ula achlechem, and for you to eat. Vela asher bevatechem, and for the people in your household, your servants. Velecho letavchem, and for your small children to eat. Vayomru, and the Mitzrayim said, Hech yisanu, you have let us live. Nimsochein be'enei adoni. Let us find favor in the eyes of my master. Halavai, you should agree to what you just said. Vehoyinu avodim lefaroi. And we will be servants to Parai. In what way will we be servants? Rashi explains, servants concerning paying this tax of one-fifth. And Yosef made this into a statue, a choik, until this day. That one-fifth of anything that grows goes to Parai. Rak admas hakoyanim levadam lehoise lefari. Just the lands of the priests do not go to Parai. Vayeshev Yisrael Beres Mitzrayim, and the Yidden lived in the land of Mitzrayim, Beres Goshen. We're in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. Vayeyochas uvo, and they took holdings in the land. Vayifru vayirbu ma'oid, and they multiplied greatly in the land. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Yidden, Yaakov and his children lived in Ramses. Zok Rashi me'eretz Goshen hi. That is part of Goshen. Lefi atof, he gave them food. Lefi atof, lefi atzorach lechol b'nei beisam, according to the need of everybody in their household, even the small children who waste and make their food into crumbs. Felechem ein b'chol oretz. Choyzer le'inyo rishayin. This is going back to an earlier topic. Letchilas shnei harov, to the beginning of the years of the hunger. Vatela. Kimoy Vatila, it's as if it says Vatila with an aleph. Loshin Ayefus, it is an expression of tiredness. Kitagumai, like Targum says. Vidoimeloi, and we find a similar word in Mishle without the Aleph. Kimislalea hayerezikim, like one who becomes tired when he shoots arrows. So we see again the word kimislalea without the Aleph also means to tire. Bashever Asherhem Shoivrim, Noisnim Loi Esakesef. They would give to Yosef the money, and this way they would be able to purchase the lechem. Ofes Kitagumai Shalem. Targum says Shalem. Our money was used up. Vayinalhem Kamoi Vayinahagem. He conducted them, he led them. Vidoimeloi, Eimenahalo. There is no leader for her. Ame Menuchai Sinahaleni. On the calm waters he led me. Bashona Ashenis, they came before Yosef, Bashona Ashenis, Zagrashi, Shenis L'Shneherov. It was the second year of the hunger. We also mentioned the Girsa of Yosef Halel, who says Shlishis L'Shneherov. It was the third year of the hunger, which means it was the second year that they were hungry, but the third year of the hunger, and that's when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. Kiim Tam HaKesef, Ki Asher Tam HaKesef. The money has ended, it is used up. Vahamikne, and the cattle, Umbo HaKoil El Yad Adoni, all of it came to my master's hands. Bilti Im Givyosenu, Kimoi Im Loi Givyosenu, except for our bodies and our land. Vesei Zera, Lizroya HaAdoma, to plant the earth. Vahafa Pishama Yosef, even though Yosef said, Vaoid Chame Shonim Asher Ein Chorish V'Katzer, there will be another 5 years, that there won't be any plowing or reaping. Mikivin Shabbo Yaakov LeMitzrayim, once Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, Bar Bracha LeRaglov, when he came, a blessing came to Mitzrayim. V'ischilu Lizroya, and they started to plant. V'chola Harov, and the hunger ended. V'chein Shoninu B'Tosefta Zesaita, and so we learned in the Tosefta in Saita. Lo Yisei Shemama, let the land not become desolate. As Targum says, Lo Yisavur, Lashon Sadeh Bor, it is an expression of an empty field, Shein Achorosh, which is not plowed. Vatihi Haaretz Lafarei, Kenu Yalei, and all the lands became acquired to Paret. V'esom Hevir Yosef Me'ir Le'ir, and the nation, the Mitzriim Yosef, moved from one city to another, L'zichroin, as a remembrance, Shein Lahem Oid Chelek Ba'aretz, that they do not own the land. V'hoishiv Shel Irzu Bechaverta, and he placed the inhabitants of one city in another city. The pasuk does not have to write this. Only to let us know the praise of Yosef. His intentions were to remove the embarrassment from his brothers, that they should not call the brothers goylim. This way, everybody was moved from one city to the other, and everybody can be called goylim. Miksei Gvul Mitzrayim, Kenosa L'chola Orim Asher B'Malchus Mitzrayim. This is what he did to all the cities in the kingdom of Mitzrayim. Miksei Gvula Vat Ksei Gvula. From one end to the other, he did it to the whole Mitzrayim. He moved people from one city to another. Hakoyhanim, Hakoymrim, the priests. Koloshin Koyin, every Loshin of Koyin, Mishoris Lelehusu. It means one who serves a god. Except for the time that the Lashon of Kohen is used as a Lashon of Gedula, a leader. Over there, Kohen Midyon and Kohen Oin means the leader of Midyon, the leader of Oin. There was a stipend of bread that was given to the Kahanim every day. Hey, Kimai Hine. Just like we find in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Gamani Hey Darkech, Beroish Nosati. Over there also, hay is used like hine. Mazera hasadeh shebechol shana. 4/5 will be yours to use to replant every year. V'la'asher bevatechem, and to give to the people of your household. V'lechol ho'avodim v'ashvoches asher bevatechem, to give to your servants and your maids that are in your house. Tapchem, and also to give banim ketanim, to your small children. On that the Mitzriim said, Nimtzachein laseis lanu zois. We should find favor in your eyes that you should do this for us. Kamosha Amarto, just like you said. V'hayinu avodim, and we will be slaves l'parei, l'halos l'hamas hazeh b'chol shono, to give this tax to parei every year. L'choik sh'lo yavor, as a choik that will never be transgressed. V'yeshev Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'heichen b'eretz Goshen. Where in the land of Mitzrayim did they settle? In the land of Goshen. Shehi me'eretz Mitzrayim, which is part of the land of Mitzrayim. V'yeyachos uvo, Loshon Achuza, it is a Loshon of taking holdings in the land. I would just like to go back for a moment to the beginning of the Parsha to speak out two pshatim that we omitted earlier. The pasuk says in Perek Mem Dalet, pasuk Lamed Beis, Yehuda was saying why he is involved more than the rest of the brothers to try to get Binyamin back. Ki avdecha orav esanar meim avi lemar, your servant has taken responsibility for the child, because I told my father that if I do not return Binyamin to you, then I will lose my olam haba. The Vilna Gaon touches this into the trup of the beginning of the parsha. Vayigash elav Yehuda. The pasuk says that Yehuda came close. You might ask, why was it Yehuda more than the rest of the brothers who got involved to try to get Binyamin back? Look at the trup. Kadmo va'azlo revi, zarka munach segol. Kadmo va'azlo revi. Do you know why the fourth son, the revi, Kadmo va'azlo, got up to speak to Yosef? Zarka, because he was willing to throw away munach segol, what is stored for the Am Segula, what is stored for the Bnei Yisrael, Olam Haba. The fourth son got up to speak to Yosef because he risked his Olam Haba. Zarka munach segol. A second point I would like to mention is the Kutzker's Diak. The Kutzker asks, why did Yehuda say that Binyamin must be returned back to his house because his father would die from the pain if he is not returned? Why didn't Yehuda mention anything that Binyamin has 10 children? If Binyamin is not returned, what will be with his 10 children? From here, Zakta Kutzker, we see that the feelings and the love for a father to a son is greater than a son to a father. The pain that Yaakov would feel if Binyamin was not returned is much greater than the pain that Binyamin's children would feel if their father was not returned. And that's why Yehuda mentioned the pain of Yaakov more than the pain of Binyamin's 10 children.